Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Are you guys busy? Yeah. This will only take a second. I want you to meet Arthur Barron, one of Minnesota's finest portrait artists.
Hello?
I've commissioned him to do a group portrait so the generations to come will know who led Minnesota to its first championship.
Portrait? I never had a portrait painted before.
I have. Lots of time.
Hey, Luth, you know those drawings you get for a dollar at the county fair every year where you got a big head and you're eating corn on the cob? Those aren't portraits.
They look like me.
Well, thanks anyway, Leonardo, but we're not interested.
Well, all he needs is a photograph to work from. It'll take 2 seconds. Please, Hayden.
Come on, Hayden, let's do it. For posterior's sake.
Okay, come on, let's make it quick.
Okay, Coach Fox, sit right here in this chair. You guys stand behind him. Okay, that looks good.
What are you doing, Howard?
Getting into the picture. Aren't I part of the brains behind the team?
Yeah, the behind part.
Come on, guys. Now, will you get serious? This is forever. Let's try to show the world the champions we are.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
It's unbelievable. There's 75,000 people out there, maybe more. Well, we've never had an opening day like this before. Where's Luther?
In the bathroom.
Again?
Yeah. Opening day.
Poor guy. Well, I'm glad I'm not like that. I got nerves of steel. Just another game to me.
Hey, Doc. Boy, I won't be so glad when this game is over.
Come on, Luther. It's opening day. You got to be happy.
Happy? We're national champions, Hayden. We got nowhere to go but down. There'll be 10 million people watching us on television, just rooting for us to start falling. So what's to be happy about?
Well, the concession stand has stopped using coconut oil on their popcorn.
Bob, we got 15 minutes before we need to be up there. Did you ask Jackson about his arm?
Yeah, he says it feels okay.
Did you go over the signals with Lyons?
3 times.
Got my Maalocs.
Oh, right here.
Oh, come on, Luther, relax. It's just another football game.
Coach, we better get the guys together for the pregame talk.
Yeah, well, can you give me just 5 minutes? I'm having a little trouble coming up with exactly what I want to say.
Doesn't matter what you say, Hayden.
What?
Telling you words aren't important. It's an attitude. You got to go out there and you got to pumped up with excitement and energy. So what you say is how you say it. You're going to go, yeah! Yeah! Come on, you guys! We got to go out there! Everybody got to thing and you want our better one to win the team! I don't care, you man! And we're gonna fight again. You know it is. Everybody gonna stick a hand right. You know it's a high.
Hi, Susan. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Dauber. This is Susan Miller, Hayden's new agent.
Hello, Luther. Hi, Hayden.
Hi. Why don't you guys go get the team into the locker room?
Yeah, I hope you'll be joining us for a little post-game Gatorade.
Well, you'll have to excuse him. He's been hitting the bottle a little early this morning.
Hayden, I want you to meet someone. This is Gordon Stewart, Senior Vice President of National Beverage.
Hello, Hayden. Congratulations on your championship. Oh,
thank you. Congratulations on your beverage.
Listen, Hayden, I don't want to jump the gun on this, but we've been talking to the talent coordinator at the Tonight Show. You know, beginning of the season, defending the national championship. I think they're going to bite.
The Tonight Show?
Yes.
The Jay Leno one, right? Not the Conan one.
Yep.
Wow. Hey, how about that, Gordo? Maybe I'll get a little dry and eat some of your beverage.
Oh, that'd be great.
Gordon, would you excuse us for just a moment?
Oh, sure. Well, nice to meet you.
Oh, man, nice meeting you, too.
Gordon's company is about to launch a new sports drink. You know, some of that sugar water that makes you run faster and lift buses? They're going to put $10 million into this. Maybe we can get some of it for you.
Oh, wow. Oh, Susan, come on, this is unbelievable.
This is just the start, Hayden. Every football game you win gets us closer to where we want to be.
What about the ones I lose?
Let's not have any of those.
Well, I mean, it's still only a game. I can't guarantee anything.
It's all a game, Hayden. And I can't win mine if you don't win yours.
Hey, Coach, guys are ready for you.
Right. I'm looking around at all you guys, and I'm seeing something I've never seen before. A national championship football team.
Yeah!
You guys are champions. Each of you. And you all know it. But there may be something you don't know. It can all disappear just like that. Achieving success is real difficult, but holding on to it is a real test. You know, you guys may think you're playing just another football game today. You're not. This is the most important game you're ever going to play. Everyone's going to be trying to knock us off this season, trying to prove that last year was a fluke. There are 50 kids up there in that field right now getting ready to kick your butt. They hate how you guys are walking around feeling so good about yourself. In order for them to feel good about themselves, they need you to lose. Don't lose. Don't lose. Team has ever played. We're running around like idiots out there. That is the most embarrassing exhibition I have ever seen on a football field.
We are winning.
7-3? We should be up by 27-3.
Hey, don't you think maybe you're coming on a little too strong?
You telling me how to coach?
Telling? No. I wouldn't tell. I would suggest. I'd suggest I would, you know, offer up. I would hint. Then I'd shut up, and I would leave, and I'd take Dauber with me.
Well, that was certainly an exciting half. How do you feel?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
Fine.
How are the seats?
Very nice, thank you.
Yeah. So, good, tight game, huh?
There's no such thing as a good, tight game. A perfect game for me would be one where you'd be so far ahead by now that I could spend the second half convincing Gordon to pay you a lot of money to sell his product.
Did he say anything?
Well, I haven't even brought it up yet. I have to wait for the right time.
Like when?
Like when you win. Have a good second half.
Huh.
Thank you.
Minnesota State 10, LSU 24.
Unfortunately, we live in a world where 10 points is not as good as 24.
We had great preseason practices. They just went out there and made one mistake after another. Unless you didn't beat them, they beat themselves. I mean, they were tense, they were tight. What the hell were they so scared of?
You.
Right. Was me, I blew it. Supposed to take the pressure off these kids instead of put the pressure on them.
What a damn idiot!
Not idiot, Hayden. When the game starts, no matter what, the guy's supposed to go out there and do their job.
Well, who's the idiot that called the long pass late in the third quarter? We had a sustained drive going, they intercept it, and they run it back for a touchdown. Who's that idiot?
That'd be you.
Coach Fox, the reporters are all gathered in the press room. They want to know how long you'll be.
5 minutes. Look, you guys, I got to go do that. Why don't you go get the team, talk to them, tell them it wasn't their fault. Tell them the coaching staff accepts full responsibility for this one, okay?
What'd we do?
Hello.
Hi.
You okay? Look, it's over. One loss is no big deal. Moving on. Win the rest of your games, you'll be 10-1. That'll be just fine.
Well, that's not going to happen if I coach as lousy as I did today.
Well, you just had a bad day. All we need to do is a little damage control. There are 15 reporters in the press room waiting to use you as a piñata. Do you know what you're going to say to them?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell them the truth, that I blew it.
Sit down, Hayden.
What?
I'm trying to make things better for you, and you're dead set on making them worse. What do you think telling them you blew it is going to accomplish?
Well, it's going to take the pressure off the team. Everybody expects what happened last year to happen again, and it's not. Sports Illustrated was right, and we don't deserve to be the national champions. We're lucky as hell. I mean, maybe the best thing that could have happened today was that we lost. And that way, everyone will stop paying so much attention to us.
You don't want people to pay attention to you? Then why did you hire me? You want to be a pro coach, and you want to tell people you don't even deserve to be a national champion college coach?
Susan, I'm just trying to give everyone a little dose of reality here.
Forget reality. Marketing 101. Perception is reality. Look, today's game is over. There's nothing you or I can do about that. But just because your team didn't win doesn't mean today has to be a total loss.
I don't know.
Okay, Hayden. If you're not going to let me help you, then there's really no reason for us to go on working together. Hey, look, this isn't for everybody. No hard feelings. Let's stop wasting each other's time. I'll see you.
No, wait. How was your day? Any questions? Yeah, go ahead, Mike, fire away.
Before the game today, Coach, did you feel like your team walked out on the field prepared to play?
Well, I think we're always prepared. You don't go undefeated for an entire season without being prepared. You don't win a national championship without being prepared.
Yeah, but that was last year, Coach. How do you feel about how your team played today?
Well, I feel like I always feel after a game, win or lose. I felt like we could have played better, but then I'm a perfectionist, so that keeps me awake at night. But, heck, you know, George Halas, Vince Lombardi, Bear Bryant, they didn't sleep too well either.
What will you do differently for next week, Coach?
Well, the Screaming Eagles are expected to win, and I take full responsibility for those expectations. You know, when I first got here, the Minnesota State football program was a joke. And now, not that many years later, one loss and it's a big story. And I'm pretty proud of that. So I tell you what, go ahead and write your big story this week, because next week we're going to be back to business as usual. Next. Hi.
Ben.
Well, I went out with some of the reporters after the press conference.
You went out with reporters?
Yeah.
Usually the only place you want to take a reporter out is into the woods to shoot him.
Oh. Well, I'm as surprised as you are.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really okay. I don't think I've ever been this okay.
I thought you'd be upset about losing the game.
I was upset right after the game, but then I did the press conference.
Oh, I saw part of it on ESPN SportsCenter.
But what'd you think?
I thought you were fantastic.
I know. God, I always dreaded those press conferences, but that's because I didn't know how to do them. Susan taught me what I've been doing wrong all these years. She knew all those questions the reporters were going to ask. So we figured out a way to answer the questions with stuff that had nothing to do with today. And I came off looking great in one of the worst games I've ever coached. See, it's called spin, Christine.
I have heard of it, Hayden.
See, I used to think there were only two choices, telling the truth and lying. And now I have found this huge, fantastic gray area. Oh, man. And I could see the reporters eating it up, honey. I mean, there I was, playing the role of this confident, responsible, brilliant leader. And all that's going to be in the papers tomorrow, and I'm going to be that. No, it's been on TV already. I am that. Oh, this is powerful stuff.
Especially when you're good at it.
I am good at it, aren't I?
I don't know why you're so surprised. And of course you can get these people to believe that you're this great leader. Isn't that what your team thinks of you? Isn't that why your players put all of their faith in you? I mean, that's why you're such a good coach. What's the matter?
Well, the team. I never went back to see him after the game. I never went to the locker room.
Well, you'll see them Monday morning, right?
Well, I've never done that before. I always go back and talk to them after a game, especially after a loss. They're feeling horrible. I just made it worse.
Well, why don't you just call some of them and tell them that you got tied up? I'm sure they'll understand.
No. I made it worse because of the press conference, honey. Told everybody we were gonna win. I guaranteed it. Jeez. These kids can't take that kind of pressure. It's not fair to them. But how do I keep myself in the spotlight and keep them out of it?
Maybe you should tell Susan to turn the spotlight down a little bit.
She is right, Christine. She's right. Perception is reality. Isn't that the way the world works? I said whatever I had to say today to make myself look good. And I came off better today losing than I ever did winning. Isn't that the way you get to the top?
Just
Just listen to yourself, Hayden. If this is making you so uncomfortable, maybe you need to find your own way to play this game. You're in charge, Hayden, not Susan. She works for you. You can do whatever you want.